Learning to be a wizard. Welcome back to J.K. Rowling's Wizarding World. This time, however, the main character is not Harry Potter. Starring Academy Award winner Eddie Redmayne, the second instalment in the Fantastic Beasts series, The Crimes of Grindelwald, hit Chinese cinemas on November 16th. It tells the story about an adventure of Mazzy's zoologist called Newt Scamander against a great villain in a more divided and dangerous magical world. The 36-year-old actor had to learn how to use a wand and mutter spells for his new role in the film. Learning to be a wizard was hard work. "I've always loved the wizarding world, and I feel thrilled to be invited into it," he told London Evening Standard. In fact, as early as 2014, on the Late Night with Conan O'Brien show, Redmayne expressed his love for the Harry Potter series and wondered why he wasn't given the role of Ron Weasley, Harry Potter's best friend. Now he has finally achieved his teenage dream of playing a wizard. Growing up in London in a family that had no acting blood, as himself put it, Redmayne first developed his love of acting as a child. His parents supported his hobby and allowed him to take drama lessons. He made his stage debut at the age of 12. At the elite Eton School, where he was Prince William's classmate, Redmayne continued to act in school plays. But he also developed a passion for playing sports. Redmayne played rugby for the school alongside the Prince. Redmayne told Glamour magazine that being a member of the royal family made William quite an easy target on the pitch. "I always felt slightly sorry for Will, because everyone wanted to tackle the future King of England," he said. Redmayne went on to study art history at the University of Cambridge. The actor admitted that he applied to university rather than drama school because it would be good to have a degree to fall back on, and most importantly, to keep his banker father happy. Redmayne agreed that a wealthy background helped when he followed his acting dream. "When I was going to endless unsuccessful auditions, I could live at home rent-free in London," he told Intelligent Life magazine. Yet, as Tom Hooper, the Oscar-winning UK director, told The Guardian, Redmayne has the most amazing natural acting ability. "There are plenty of people who went to Eton. There is only one actor like Eddie," he said.